Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, we're going to start with an unfortunate story all the way around for everyone involved. A man returned to his New Jersey home Monday night to find both his wife and her lover dead in the garage after they apparently died of carbon monoxide poisoning while having sex.
Yes, I heard about this.
The 39-year-old woman and her 56-year-old lover, who sources believe was her mechanic, were discovered just before 9 p.m. Monday at a house in Newark. Sources say that the wife and the mechanic were having sex in a car in the garage when they were both killed by the poison gas. The husband came home later to discover their bodies. And law enforcement said they believe the wife was paying for her car work by having sex with the mechanic.
Well, there you go. That's a great arrangement. But of course, you think a mechanic would know to turn the car off.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, he works in a garage, for crying out loud.
He should be aware of that.
When officers
not a very good mechanic.
When officers arrived, they found the pair inside a running vehicle in a closed garage. They were both pronounced dead.
Police they said he was wedged in her tailpipe, Preston.
The police said that the incident was under investigation, but appeared to be an accident.
So what's your feeling when you walk in? Obviously, you care about your wife, and yet you're seeing this, and yet, you know, it's got to be conflicted, especially if you enjoy that car.
Yeah, I think, yeah, right. I think the shock of the death would be overwhelming.
Yes.
And then after a while,
wait a second,
hang on here.
What's going on?
Ooh, yeah. A man came close to death on Wednesday when he went to look at a car for sale and came face to face with an aggressive bull. It was a pain that Jeff King's time.
Are you going to buy this car or what?
That Jeff King's time in the Army didn't prepare him for. He said, I remember feeling the horn going through my right side.
Jeez.
And the next thing I knew, I was on the ground close to a bush, and I crawled between the bush and a house, and the bull stood over me and snorted for about 20 minutes. King says his memory is hazy, but he remembers being gored twice before someone stopped and honked his horn.
Fortunately, the Duke boys were in town.
He said he didn't see me, I think. He had seen the bull. King says that he called out for him to help while he hid. He was
that bull talks!
Rushed to the hospital, and after 3 hours of surgery, is recovering from wounds on both sides of his stomach. Too graphic to include in the story. He said, I've never hurt this bad. I've had broken legs, everything, and I've never hurt this bad. Never, ever.
You have to imagine that the horn, as it's traveling through your body, is ripping everything up.
Yeah, King says that the doctor told him that his belly fat saved him from even worse injury. A family member told him that he had an angel there to make sure that he didn't bleed to death. His biggest focus now is recovery. Doctors told King that they may not know the full extent of his injuries for about 6 months or so.
Did you see the footage, Preston, of the matador getting scalped by the bull?
Oh,
whoa.
The bull caught him in the side of the head with the horn and rips the flap of flesh off.
Whoa.
And it's hanging off the side of his face. Show that to the kids, Ken.
That's gnarly. This is a messed up footage, and I wonder if you've seen this, Steve, because I watched it yesterday. A jury has watched dramatic video footage of the moment that two people were hit with an axe inside a Sydney convenience store at 2 o'clock in the morning. Evie Amati, who's 26, is on trial over the incident. Customers Ben Rimmer and Sharon Hacker were struck with the axe at the store and suffered severe injuries, while a third man, Shane Redwood, narrowly avoided getting hit on the street outside by wielding his backpack as a shield. Amati has pleaded not guilty to 6 charges, including 2 of wounding or causing grievous bodily harm. Her barrister argued that she was experiencing mental illness at the time. The footage was played to the jury. It shows Rimmer entering the store. You guys don't want to, Casey, you definitely don't want to see it. It shows Rimmer entering the store. She's walking around with a full-size axe.
Why doesn't anybody say, hey, you with the axe?
I think somebody does.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's only 3 people in the whole place. So Amati is seen entering the store and walking around the shelves in footage before having a brief conversation with Rimmer as Hacker makes a purchase. She is then seen swinging the axe, hitting Rimmer in the face with it.
Oh, my God.
And then Hacker in the back of the head. You can't believe it. She just takes a full-on two-handed huge swing with this full-size axe. We're looking at the video footage. They talk for a while. You're going to need to fast forward through this.
Man. Do they die?
They don't die.
Okay.
A second swing misses Hacker, but partially cut the strap of her bag. After Amati exits the store, Rimmer can be seen standing up with blood dripping from his face.
Oh, they cut it.
Her barrister said that there was no doubt that the footage showed Amati's body carrying out the attack, but the question for the jury is whether her mind, brain, or soul holds any legal or moral responsibility of it. It's pretty wild, man. It broke you know, their nose, cheek, eye socket, all this stuff. So it's pretty scary footage to watch. Here you go.
They cut it out. But you can see she's taking a pretty full swing, and she's standing right in front of him.
And then she does it to the person standing to the other side, too. It's messed up. So anyhow, she's going to go to jail, I would hope. All right, we'll do another story.
There's a lot of going and face cutting today.
Yeah, let's see if this one is a little... Yeah, this one's great. All right,
how about kitten smiling?
No, this one's in Vancouver, Washington. Two business owners received an early morning call from law enforcement Sunday after a burglar broke into their escape room and couldn't find his way out.
The burglar got trapped in the escape room.
And he called 911.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Deputies say the suspect, identified as Rye Wardlaw, damaged the escape room and couldn't escape. So he called police for help. Rob Bertrand and his wife Tamara own the escape room. Rob and Tamara said that Wardlaw did so much damage to the back exit door that the escape room that he couldn't open it and get out. They said, Tamara said, apparently he didn't know how to use the lock on the front door and was stuck. So he called 911 and told law enforcement that he was calling from the escape room because his home was being burglarized.
Mm-hmm.
Deputies then called Rob and Tamara. Deputies say Wardlaw ran into trouble when he tried to escape. He broke the back door knob, panicked, and called 911 several times, by the way. And he provided a fake address to deputies, so they responded to the escape room where he was calling from. And
I love it.
That's great. Yeah.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Here is a follow-up story. That FBI agent who accidentally shot a man while doing a bat flip at a nightclub last month.
Yes.
Is permitted to carry his service weapon again.
Wow. Don't do that again.
A judge amended
More flips.
A judge amended a protection order to allow Chase Bishop to carry the weapon both on and off duty so long as it is done in a manner pursuant to FBI policy.
The one thing is he can't have any bullets in it. He's like Barney Fife, Preston. Bishop, he has to ask for his bullets.
Bishop was charged with second-degree assault last month after he accidentally shot a man at a Denver nightclub. The video of the incident shows the agent dancing and performing a backflip during which he drops his gun, and when he picked up the weapon, it discharged and struck a man. He was off duty at the time of the incident. We're watching the video right now.
And you see as he starts to pick it up, the flash at the muzzle, and you just know.
Oh, no.
Across the room somewhere, somebody went, ah!
Well, that guy that went,
yeah.
The nightclub, Mile High Spirits, has offered that man free drinks forever. So he can come in.
I might take a graze bullet.
Yeah.
Free drinks forever.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And anyhow, the victim was reported to have a good prognosis at the time of the shooting. So that guy can carry again.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Here's the Bucks Co, man.
Oh.
Which one? Does he have like a whole family in his basement?
No, but it's nothing severe, but okay. He could face some serious jail time. He allegedly poached more than 3,500 protective turtles from New Jersey coastal marshes and sold them as pets.
How do you poach those things?
David Summers of Levittown.
Yes.
Allegedly caught diamondback terrapins and their eggs in the coastal marshes of New Jersey and sold them as pets across state lines into Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
The turtles are prized in the reptile pet trade for their unique diamond-shaped shell markings. They're protected under New Jersey law and by an international treaty. Summers allegedly caught and sold the turtles in 2017 and shipped them illegally to Canada also in 2014 in a box that said a book was inside. The turtles weren't found in the wild in Pennsylvania and they aren't found in the wild in Pennsylvania, have a dwindling habitat in New Jersey. The release says they were listed as threatened in 2013. Summers is charged with 5 violations of the Federal Lacey Act. Anytime there's an act that you violate, it's not good.
Not good.
For allegedly poaching the turtles, and each charge carries a maximum of 5 years in prison. So, serious trouble.
I like turtles.
Thank you. This is sad news. An Israeli man on his honeymoon was killed and his wife seriously injured in a freak accident involving a zip line in Honduras.
I saw this.
A guy named Igal Tishman and Shif Fenken collided with each other over a treetop canopy near Rotan.
Did you get a good explanation of how they ended up colliding? Because I still don't know.
Well, I'm guessing maybe he... Well, he became stuck.
Right.
All right, so the newlywed couple reportedly on a cruise that stopped in the popular tourist destination. Officials said that Fenkin became stuck on the zip line cable and her husband crashed into her. So they may have... Most zip lines, the ones that I've been on. Now, yeah. The ones I have been on haven't been those where you can just that go and go and go and go
right,
and go
right.
and go forever. But the ones that I've been on, you wait till the other person has done their zip line, and then you go after they're done. If this is a really, really long one, Steve, they might start sending them down before they make
no,
it
they,
all the
they
way.
No, they absolutely do. Yeah.
So the girl stayed she stayed halfway on the cable, and the guy came from behind and hit her, a local firefighter said. He was rushed to a hospital in serious condition, later airlifted to another facility, and he didn't make it. So that's
Jesus.
Terrible. And they were on their honeymoon. That's horrible. Police say a drunk man driving a construction crane left a 9-mile trail of destruction on the Long Island Expressway, hitting 4 cars and totally obliterating one of them before a cop actually jumped into the cab and got him to stop. Brian Sinclair was arrested by exit 63 on the Long Island Expressway.
I know it well.
After a highway patrol officer spotted him driving erratically and gave chase. Cops had the vehicle surrounded and say Sinclair still didn't stop. When he finally slowed down, he's driving a crane.
Yes, yeah.
He finally slowed down. An officer had to leap into the passenger compartment and demand that he stop. Officers say Sinclair was driving a 2000 Liebherr Tuesday evening when he hit a Nissan Altima, then smacked into a Jeep Cherokee. He then barreled into a Honda Civic and hit a Toyota RAV4, and then he drove off. It was a short time later when the officer spotted the crane and got it to stop. And then 3 drivers in the cars that were hit along with the officer who got the crane to stop suffered minor injuries and were taken to an area hospital.
It's amazing they're minor injuries. You look at some of this damage. These cars are decimated.
Yep. He's charged with driving while intoxicated and leaving the scene of an accident. The crane was impounded. There's a video, and it's of a squirrel, and the squirrel is eating. But what he's eating is out of an unwrapped condom that apparently it found.
Yes. Well, nuts.
Emily Cole, a nanny in Portland, Maine, took
and Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel,
took the video of the squirrel while visiting with kids on Monday. She posted it on Facebook and said it has started to go viral. The squirrel seems to be nibbling on something inside the rubber, but it doesn't seem to be nuts, berries, twigs, or leaves. One of the kids can be heard on the video saying, it looks like a balloon. Oh, is there stuff inside of it?
You bet.
Cole could have used this experience for a teachable moment, but ultimately and understandably, she decided to postpone that conversation for
bust another time. Bust a nut.
She said, I really hope one day when they're older and wiser, the parents will tell them what it actually was and what they were witnessing here. She showed the video to the kid's father later that day. She said he chuckled about it. But we didn't say anything in front of the kids. We just let them assume that it was indeed a balloon. So there you go. That's what I have for you in Jesus. The Bizarre File. Isn't that nasty?
Yeah, very nasty.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.